Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Nun Hey. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are on the second to last line of page 412. We were saying last night that if one is going on a Svina, so you can't draw water from the sea or the river that the Svina is in, because the body of water is a Karmelis, and the boat's going to be a Rosh HaSayachid, so you can't carry from a Karmelis to Rosh HaSayachid. So we said the Eitzah is that you build a daf off of the Svina that's 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. You make a hole inside that daf, and you draw water through there. We said the Chiddush is you don't have to make any Mechitzos, like the case of the Xustera. Rather, we say we view the sides as if they're bent down, and then we say Gurachis all the way down to the water. That is a special leniency they gave by a boat, because it's not as easy to deal with a boat as it is with a bias. So we pick up in the second to last line, Vahani milikashu besoch asarot fachim. This discussion about the Svina is specifically when the outside wall from the water is less than 10 fachim. And we'll explain why exactly. Avalim tofne asvina gvoim asara mi'alamayim. But if the wall of the boat is 10 fachim high off of the water, so motzi ziz kolshu, then you could put out any size ziz, v'osa bo nekev, and you make a hole in it, and you can draw water through that hole. Sha'rei derech avir mokom petur hu memalei v'sagi beheker ziz. Therefore, since the wall of the boat is 10 tefachim high, so when you're drawing the water over the boat, you're going through the airspace of a mokom petur. So memela, it's going to be more lenient, and it's enough to have a ziz that's only a heker. It doesn't have to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim like we saw earlier. And then the Mechaber switches gears and discusses pouring the water that's dirty out of the boat. Umeimav Yochel, we're on the top line of page Reish Zayin. The Mechaber says, Umeimav Yochel Lishboch Aldofne Asvina. And the water that you want to get rid of, you're able to pour over the wall of the boat. Vehem Yordan Layom, and they drip down into the sea. The cave under lo zorak lehu lehed yilayom, since you didn't throw it directly from your rishus hayachid of the svina to the yom, which would be a karmelis, elo mikocho heim boim, rather it's coming only from your koach as it drips down the side of the boat, kocho be karmelis lo gozru. When it's only your koach in a karmelis, they weren't gozer, that's mutter. The Ramah says, "Va'ayin lekamon sov simin shinun zayin," and then the Ramah says, "Shtei svinos zo etzel zo." You have two boats that are near each other. Aser l'taltel mizolozo. You cannot carry from one boat to another boat. Ela imken kshuros zo bazo, unless the two boats are tied together. O Elohim Cain, or even if not tied together, Hem Gvolim Min Hamayim Masara. If each boat is 10 tefachim high from the water, so then also is going to be mutter. We'll explain all this in the Mishnah Berurah. V'tzrichim lo'arev biyachad im heim shal shnei b'nei adam. And if the two boats belong to two different people, besides them either being tied or being over 10 tefachim high, there also has to be that the two of them made an Erev together. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah back in Sifkaton Yud. We're on page 412, Sifkaton Yud in the Mishnah Berurah. We said this whole idea that you have to put a board outside the boat that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim and go through the hole to draw the water is only if the walls of the boat are less than 10 tefachim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a lomar mitzvah to say, Shegova dofen asfina habolet me'al hamayim. The height of the wall of the boat that's sticking up from the water, hayapachos me'asar tefachim. It was less than 10 tefachim from the water to the top of the boat. Aval omek hasvina bepnima, but the depth of the svina on the inside, hayagovasar tefachim. That was 10 tefachim. So there was 10 tefachim of airspace in the svina. The svina is a rosh hayachid, just from the water on the outside of the svina to the top of the svina, that's less than 10 tefachim. So the boat is submerged in some water, so from the water till the top is less than 10 tefachim. So memela, since the boat inside is 10 tefachim, the havi rosh hayachid, the svina itself is a rosh hayachid. The alkane, and therefore it's sarach lasos mi bachutz daf shel arbo al arbo kimosha kasav. So since it's not 10 tefachim from the water to the top of the boat, and therefore you're not going through a makom tour by taking the water over the top of the boat, you're going just from a karmelis to a rishus hayachid, in that case the required a daf that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Din ein amok asara tfachim gam b'pnima shel asvina, because if the inside of the boat was not 10 tfachim deep, it's not even a rosh sayachid. Halo have a karmelis, then the boat's a karmelis. Umutu letaltal mitocha layom umiyam lasocha. And we know you're allowed to carry from one karmelis to another. So if the boat itself was not 10 tefachim deep, you can carry freely from the water to the boat and from the boat to the water. So we're talking about a case where the boat is 10 tefachim deep. The boat is a rishus hayachid. The water is a karmelis. And that's what the mechaber was discussing. They have to make a ziz that's going to stick out 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. But as the Mechaber continued and said, if the walls of the Sfina are 10 tefachim from the top of the water, so then you would not need to make a ziz that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, you could make a ziz kolshu. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph, Ratzalomar means to say, v'nimtza kashu memali. It turns out that when you are filling up the water from the sea to the boat, al korchok tzorach lagbia ktsas hamayim lamala midofne asvina sheyoser me'asora dehavim makam ptur. The only way you can get the water from the yam or the nar into your boat is by lifting it over the wall of the boat, which is lifting it over 10 tefachim in a karmelis, which becomes a makam ptur. So in this case, you're carrying from a karmelis to rosh seyachid through the airspace of a makam ptur. The imkain who metalta mekamelis rosh seyachid derech makam ptur. The alkain ekilu chachamim shedai sheyotzi ziz kolshu chutz lasvina mishum heker ba'alma. Therefore, you do not need a ziz that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. All you need is any kind of board sticking out as a heker, as a sign, and that is good enough. So to summarize so far what we're saying is that which we discussed yesterday, that you have to stick out from the boat a board that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim and draw the water through that hole, that's only when the outside from the body of water to the top of the boat is less than 10 tefachim. So you're carrying directly from a karmelis or a shayachid, so you have to make it 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, so you're in essence making the water underneath that board into a rosh shayachid also, you're solving the problem. But in a case where the boat is higher, and from the water to the top of the boat is 10 tefachim, then any ziz, that's any kind of heker, is good enough, because when you draw the water from the sea into the boat, you're going over the wall, over 10 tefachim, through a makam ptur, and that is much more lenient. Sivkatan Yudbeis, the Mechaber said, you put a ziz kolshu and you make a hole in the middle of it, but the Achronim write, the Achronim iskimu de beziz ein tzarech lasos nekev. In this case, where the ziz is only there for heker, you do not need to make a hole inside of it. Kevan she'enu el heker ba'alma. You're not trying to create any kind of rishus hayachid below it. You're just trying to have a sign. You don't need a hole in the ziz. V'yochol lemalos afilu shelo b'mekom haziz. And you could draw up the water even away from the ziz. Like if you look at the picture in note number 15, there's a board that's out there that's only a heker. You're not using it at all. He's drawing the water next to the ziz. That's going to be also 100% fine. Because again, you're going through the airspace of the makom ptur. So to go from the karmelis to rosh hayachid through the makom ptur of the airspace will be okay as long as there is a ziz that is a heker for you. But according to the Achronim, you do not need a hole in it. You do not need to draw the water through the ziz. You just need the ziz there. You can draw water next to the ziz. Then the Mechaber switched gears. We're in Sivkatan Yud Gimel, top line of Reish Zayin. The Mechaber said when you want to pour your dirty water out of the boat, so you can't pour it necessarily from the boat into the body of water. That would be from Rosh HaSayachid to a Karmelis. And therefore, what you should do is, we said, pour it over the wall of the Svina and it will drip down, so it's not throwing it directly into the Karmelis, it's only Kocho, it's only coming Mikocho, and therefore Kocho, but Karmelis is Mutter. So says the Mishnah Berurah Tzalomar, De'ein Mechuyav Lishboch Shofchav. You're not required to pour out your dirty water. Dahainu mei rechitzas kosos. The water that you use to wash your cups, or ka'aros, or your plates, or bowls, or chiagavna, bisol hadaf shel arba al arba, shasol lumalos amayim derach sham. So even in a case where you made a board that's 4x4 with a hole to draw the water up to the boat, you do not have to throw your dirty water out through that hole. You don't have to do that. You could just pour your dirty water out over the wall of the boat. And in this case, when you're pouring the water out, it doesn't matter if the wall of the boat is 10 tefachim above the water or lower, it's not. miyuchad shel arba al arba. Even if you didn't have a board that was 4x4, v'gam lo asa ziz klal. You have no daf, you have no ziz, you have nothing. So you have a problem of drawing the water into the boat. Afilu hachi shari lishbo shovchav adofen hasvina mamish. You still have no problem. It's 100% mutter to pour your dirty water over the wall of the boat and have it drip down. Kevan de ein kan elakocho. Because you're not mamish pouring from the Carmelist, from the Shayacha to the Carmelist, you're doing it only through kocho, that is mutter. So cutting your dalet, al dofne. Di'im shofich tas rochok min adofen. If you're not pouring the water directly on the wall, but you're going beyond the wall, so that's a problem. Because have a zorek mir shus hayocha the Carmelist mamish, that's pouring out from Mishayacha the Carmelist, it's not allowed. That's only a problem if the boat is not 10 tefachim high from the water. But if there is the height of 10, you don't want to pour your dirty water on the boat. The water's dirty, smells. If you're going to pour smelly water over the wall of your boat, some of it's getting inside, it's going to smell very bad. And you want to therefore pour your dirty water out beyond the wall of the boat, directly into the water. If the boat is 10 tefachim above the sea level, shari, that's mutter. But like we said on the way into the boat, you have to have a ziz. So when you're going from a just of a Carmelist or Shayachid, you have to have a ziz if you're going through a makom ptur. Here also, if the boat is over 10 from the water, you can throw your water directly into the sea from the boat, Rosh Hashayachid, to a Carmelist, Derech makom ptur, as long as you have a ziz koshu as a heker. Sivkatan tezvav, you're pouring the water into the layom. V'hu adin diyochol laniach atzamu suklipin arosh hadofen ba'ovya v'heim nofen layom. It's not specific about dirty water they're trying to pour out. You can also place on the top of the wall of the boat bones and shells and have it drip down into the water. Also, same heter. It's only kocho b'karmelis, which is mutter. Sivkatan tezayin v'ayin l'kamon. Disham kosav delo b'chol karmelis kocho mutter ayin sham. We're going over here with the sheet and the mechaber that's saying that if it's kocho by a karmelis, it's mutter. Zakter Ramo, it's not so pashut ayin later on where we write that not every karmelis is created equally. It's not always going to be that kocho is mutter. Sivkatan yud zayin. Now we get to the last point of the mechaber, which of the Ramo, which is a very interesting point. You have two boats out in the water. We said you're not allowed to carry from one boat to the other boat unless they're either tied together or they're both over 10 tefachim high from the water. We'll see why those two leniencies are in place. In addition to having one of those two things, you also have to have, if they belong to two different people, that they made an eruv together to allow carrying back and forth between the two boats. Says the Mishabura Elim King Shuros, the first Eitzah was it tied together. Why do we need them tied together? Because if they're not tied together, even if they're close together, they are very likely, and it's commonplace, they're going to get distance from each other. And you're going to end up with a nice sized area of water between them, which is a Carmelis, and that's going to be a problem. And the concern is maybe the item you're passing is going to fall in the water, and you're going to come to take it out of the water and carry from a Carmelis to a Rosh Hashayachid. Therefore, they have to be tied together. Umitam zeh, for this reason, afilu shtei asvinos heim shel adam echad. Even if both boats belong to the same person, if the concern is, am I fall in the water in between them, you lift it up, so you have the same problem even if one person owns them. So gam kein is going to be aser. That is one understanding. However, v'yesh matirin im heim shel adam echad. There are those who say if one person owns both boats, it's mutter. We're not concerned that something's going to fall in the water between the boats and you're going to carry from a kamas or a shayachid. Rak b'shehem shel shnei bnei adam asurim. Only when the boats belong to two different people, then it's us to pass back and forth. Kishainak shuro zubazu, and they're not tied together. Why? The kevan shasuyan lonud ulhisrachik zumizu, since boats are made to move and they're gonna go away from each other, lo mahani eriv shiyarvu binehim. That will ruin the eriv. So it's a problem simply with the eriv. If they're not tied, they're gonna get separated, and that will be mavatal the eriv. So it's only a problem when it's two boats and you really need an eriv. If it's one person's two boats, that'll be mutter, because one person does not need an eriv between his two rishuyos. Isa b'Gemara. The Gemara brings down Dikshuros Choshev Afilu Aidei Chut. Tied together means even by means of a string. Ublavatshe Chut Chazak. As long as it's a strong string, Sheyucha Lahamidon Shelo Yisbardu Zomezo, that will keep them together, that they will not separate from each other. Sifkatan Yudches. So again, continuing in the first Eitzah, you're only allowed to pass back and forth between the boats if they're tied to each other. You also need that there's not four tefachim between them, because again, if there's four tefachim between them, the area there would be a carmelis, and according to the first opinion, the worst thing will fall in and you'll carry it. And according to the second opinion, again, if they get too far apart, it will ruin the Erev if the two boats belong to two different people. The other Eitzah was that the two boats could be above 10 tefachim from the water, so cut the new test. To us, mutter afilu einam kshuros. If the boats are higher than 10 tefachim, you don't need them tied. It's mutter. Why? Mishum de kometalta merishus hayachal merishus hayachal derech avir makom tula. Like we've been discussing, passing from boat one to boat two, and you're going in an airspace above 10 tefachim the whole way. You're going from merishus hayachal to merishus hayachal derech. A makom tur, which is mutter. The alpha gav de moshet aser b'diyuta achas afil b'malam yasara. Even though we learned that when you have two rishus hayachids on one side of the street and you pass from one to the other in over a makom tur above 10 tefachim, it's going to be a problem. Kemoshet kasa b'sov simin shemem zayim, like we just learned in shemem zayim. Hacha ari b'shtei diotos ze keneged ze. Here we're discussing where the boats are across from each other. They're not lined up on the same side. They're across from each other, where we learned that filu l'mata me'asar hu rakis d'rabbanan. There, that's not the way they did it in the Midbar, and therefore, that would even be d'rabbanan only, even if it was below 10. Certainly, if the boats are over 10, you're passing it above in a makom tur, certainly that'll be mutter. Ulamala shari lagamri lahoshit. And above, it's going to be 100% mutter to pass things. O diary bezorek, or they could be on the same side of the street, so to speak. And if you throw it, that also will be okay, as long as you're not motion, as long as you're not passing it. Sivkatan chaf. And then we'll see one small note. Tzrichim la'ariv. Besides having one of these two criteria, either they're tied together or they're both above 10, you also have to have an eruv between the two if they belong to two owners. Koi gam al haheter digvoa masara. This requirement of an eruv is also going on when they're over 10. Af kesheinam kshuros, even if they're not tied together. Ubisefer beismeir cholikazah, beismeir argues on this. Vedaito he holds the kesheinam kshuros. If they're not tied together, mikevan sha'omdim lisparit, since they are only to separate, af imheim gvoa masara, even if they're over 10, imheim shall shnei b'nei adam, if they belong to two different people, asurim b'tiltum mizeh lazeh, now they carry from one to the other, v'ein eiriv mo'el b'hem, and an eiriv will not even help for them. Just to end with one short note, and that is note number 17, he's going back to what the Mishabur discussed earlier, the concern of two boats that are not tied together, something might fall in the middle and you'll come to carry it, the Chazon Ish is bothered. If that's the concern, then why does it help if they're over 10 tefachim from the water? Why aren't we worried over there that they might fall in the water and you'll come to carry it? So the Chazon Ish doesn't like that. In note 17 he writes, Mavur Midvarov. It's clear from the Mishabura, Shalomat Sheshtei Hashitos Nechleku Im Choshishin Shema Yipol Achef Etzlamayim. The concern and the machlokas between them is, are we worried something will fall in the water between them? Shem Karmelis, V'yavu Litlo Misham, Ulakach Yesh Lasser Latalta Misvina Lasvina Gam Eshtei Svinos Heim Shal Adam Echad. Like we saw in the Mishabura, even if they belong to one person, if the concern is it might fall in the water, it should be Asra as well. Or maybe you're not concerned with that. The Chazon Ish is tamalav. According to the shita that said, "But where the things gonna fall in the water? You'll come to carry it out." So then, why was the Rama matir the case of the boats at 10 tefachim high? You should also be worried about the same problem. It might fall in the water. Ulakach pirish, and therefore the Chazon Ish argues and he explains. Shelishtei ashitos ein choshishin shachef etzipol. The Chazon Ish says there's absolutely no concern about things falling into the water. That's not the issue over here, according to either opinion. V'tam ashita oseres, the reason of the shita that asers whom mishum shenimtza metaltal merishus hayachad or merishus hayachad derech karmelis. That's the concern. If it's less than 10 tefachim, you can from merishus hayachad or merishus hayachad over a karmelis, but you're not above the karmelis. You're in the karmelis. You're within 10 tefachim from the water. That's the concern. That's why if it's over 10, there's no concern, because then you're going over a makom tur. We'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Sif Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.